that came down, all right. Houston, roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your TGV. Houston, loud and clear. Break, break. Buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. And base path clear.
Roger. And we're getting a picture on the TV.
TV. You got a good picture, huh?
There's a great deal of contrast in it, and currently it's upside down on our monitor, but we can make out a fair amount of detail.
Okay, will you verify the position the opening I ought to have on the camera?
Stand by. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, I just checked, getting back up to that first step. That hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
It's a pretty good little jump.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. At the foot of the ladder, the LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the LAM now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Yes, the surface is fine and powdery. Loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers like powdered charcoal to the sole and inside of my boot. I only go in a small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles.
Hey, this is Houston, we're copying.
There seems to be no difficulty in moving around as we suspected. It's even perhaps easier than the simulations of 1/6G that we performed in various simulations on the ground. Absolutely no trouble to walk around. Okay, the descent engine did not leave a crater of any size. It's has about 1 foot clearance on the ground. We're essentially on a very level place here. I can see some evidence of rays emanating from the descent engine, but very insignificant amount. Okay, Buzz, we ready to bring down the camera?
I'm all ready. I think it's 2 miles squared away in good shape. Like it's coming out nice and evenly.
Okay, it's quite dark here in the shadow and a little hard for me to see that I have good footing. I'll work my way over into the sunlight here without looking directly into the sun.
Okay, it's taut now. I think you're pulling the wrong one.
I'm ready to pull it down now. There was still a little bit left in the...
Okay, don't hold it quite so tight.
Okay? Looking up at the limb, I'm standing directly in the shadow now, looking up at Buzz in the windows. And I can see everything quite clearly. The light is sufficiently bright, backlighted into the front of the limb, that everything is very clearly visible.
Okay, I'm gonna be changing it up.
Okay. On the RCU bracket. But I'm still in the LEC on the secondary stud. Step out and take some of my first pictures here.
Roger, Neil, we're reading you loud and clear. Let's see, get some pictures and the contingency sample. is Houston. Do you copy about the contingency sample, over?
All right, you're going to get to that just as soon as I finish these picture series.
Okay, gonna get the contingency sample there.
Right.
Okay, that's good. Okay, the contingency sample is down and it's up sample. Like it's a little difficult to dig through the initial crust.
Very interesting. It's a very soft surface, but here and there where I plug with the contingency sample collector, I run into very hard surface, but it appears to be very cohesive material of the same sort. I'll try to get a rock in here. A couple.
Oh, that looks beautiful from here, Neil.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here. Be advised that a lot of the rock samples out here, the hard rock samples, they have what appear to be vesicles in the surface. Also, I'm looking at one now that appears to have some sort of phenocrysts.
Houston, roger that.
Okay, the handle is off the... It pushes in about 6-8 inches into the surface. Like it's pretty easy to...
It is. It's, I'm sure I could push it in farther, but... hard for me to bend down further than that.
Ben, now you can throw so far.
You can really throw things a long way up here. My pocket open, bud?
Yes it is. It's not up against your suit, though. Hit it back once more. Work more toward the inside. Okay, that's good.
Put in the pocket?
Yeah, push down. Got it? No, not all the way in. Push it.
Sample is in the pocket. My oxygen is 81%. I have no flags and I'm in minimum flow.
This is Houston, Roger Neil.
Okay, I got the camera going at one frame a second. Okay.
And I've got 80%, no flags.
Are you getting a TV picture now, Houston?
Neil, yes, we are getting a TV picture. Neil, this is Houston. We're getting a picture. You're not in at the present time. We can see the bag on the LEC being moved by Buzz, though. Here you come into our field of view. Neil, this is Houston. Based on your camera transfer with the LEC, do you foresee any difficulties in SRC transfer over?
Negative.
Okay, now I want to back up and partially close that.